Welcome to Greener Journals. This is the audio version of an article published in Greener Journal of Medical Sciences, Volume 13, and Issue 2. It was published on October 17, 2023. It is copyrighted, all rights reserved. The title of the article is Maternal and Child's Characteristics Associated with Immunization Status of Children in a Rural Community of Rivers State, Nigeria. The authors are 1. Ndui, Christy, Tobin, Briggs, from the Department of Community Medicine, College of Medical Sciences, Faculty of Clinical Sciences, Rivers State University, Port Harcourt, Nigeria. 2. Ini, Anthony, ABO, from the Primary Healthcare Department, Port Harcourt City Local Government, Port Harcourt, Nigeria. Abstract of the article. This abstract is categorized into the following segments: background, methods, results, and conclusion. Background. Maternal and child characteristics have been reported to be associated with the complete immunization of children. This study aimed to assess maternal and child characteristics associated with the immunization status of children in a rural community in Rivers State. Methods. A descriptive cross-sectional study was conducted among 410 mothers with children ranging in age from 9 to 23 months residing in Rumuji Town between October and December 2022. Semi-structured, interview-administered questionnaires with open and closed-ended questions were used for data collection. The immunization cards of the children were used to determine their immunization status. An IBM SPSS version 25 was used for data analysis. Results: 238 mothers, 54.8%, were mainly between the ages of 21 and 30, with a mean age of 28.20 plus or minus 6.90 years. 315, 83.3%, of the children were females between the ages of 14 and 18 months, with a mean age of 15.70 plus or minus 7.42 months. The maternal and child factors associated with up-to-date immunization in the study were: mothers aged 21 to 30 years, married, had secondary education, were unemployed, had 1 to 3 children, attended an antenatal clinic in a health facility, delivered at home, had a childbirth order of first and second, and had female children. 295, 72% of the children were immunized up to date, 84, 20.5% were partially immunized, and 31, 7.6% were not immunized. Conclusion: the proportion of children with up to date immunization was high, although it was not up to the recommended 80% district coverage by the World Health Organization. There is a need to intensify routine and outreach immunization services, especially in the rural communities of Rivers State. This is the end of this audio. You can continue listening to the rest of the audio on the abstract page of the article by selecting the text and waiting for the website to read it out for you. As you do so, please ensure your internet is good and audio is enabled on your browser. You can also download and read the full text to learn more. You are welcome to submit your work for publication in this journal and to use our ongoing fee waiver to publish promptly. Visit www.gjournals.org for more information. Thank you for listening.